A strain at the southern border. Elisa Brady, Fox News. The Homeland Security Chief is on the Capitol Hill Grill.
We inherited a broken and dismantled system that is already under strain. It is not built to manage the current levels and types of migratory flows. Only Congress can fix this.
Alejandro Mayorkas tells the first of two hearings today his proposed budget would hire hundreds of new Border Patrol agents and that they've been preparing since last September for the end of the COVID-era policy that turns away many asylum seekers. Republicans say the administration hasn't stopped the current surge of migrants and isn't prepared for potentially thousands more per day. President Biden just paying tribute to former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright.
Today, we honor a truly proud American who made all of us prouder to be Americans.
Former Presidents Obama and Clinton, who appointed Albright among the hundreds gathered to pay respects at Washington's National Cathedral. Albright died of cancer last month. A top health official says the U.S. is out of the pandemic phase of COVID.
National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease Chief Anthony Fauci, whose insistence on measures like masking and school closures, and who derided leaders in states that began to do away with pandemic protocols, now says the COVID-19 pandemic is over within the United States and that the virus will likely never be eradicated. Fauci tells PBS that keeping the virus in check will likely require yearly vaccinations and monitoring. He also notes the pandemic conditions persist in other parts of the world.
Fox's Evan Brown. The Minneapolis Police Department accused of a pattern of racial discrimination. Findings just released from a two-year state probe launched after George Floyd's death. Part of an ongoing process. Work on reforms. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The House committee probing the Capitol riot wants to hear more from the House Republican leader after another round of recordings were made public.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy could again be asked to answer questions for the congressional panel investigating the deadly Capitol riot last year. The committee's chairman, Democrat Benny Thompson, says the panel could decide this week to renew a request as more is learned about McCarthy's warnings to GOP leaders in the days following the breach.
Tension is too high. The country is too crazy. I do not want to look back and think we caused something or we missed something and someone got hurt.
The New York Times releasing that audio from a phone call on January 10th, 2021. McCarthy has heard raising concerns about comments from close allies of former President Trump, warning they could put people in jeopardy.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Russia just announcing it is withdrawing from the UN's World Tourism Organization, just as the group's assembly was voting to temporarily suspend Russia's membership over the invasion of Ukraine. The older you get, the less you worry about aging in place. That results in a new Associated Press NORC Center poll.
Researchers found that U.S. adults 65 and older feel much more better prepared to age in their own homes when compared to 50 to 64-year-olds. 8 in 10 of the 65-plus group feel prepared to stay in their home as long as possible, while 6 in 10 of the 50 to 64 group feels the same. The poll notes that the younger age group is likely to cite their finances as the reason they feel unprepared and are more likely to feel anxious about being able to stay in their communities, get care from their doctors, and receive backup from family and friends. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A partial rebound from yesterday's plunge on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 278 points. Oil prices dropping back below 101 a barrel. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.